BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here's Monday's podcast. On it, we relive the moment we talked to actual Harry Styles on Friday and played 1D's new song. You didn't need any 24-hour news channel on Monday with us because we gave you all the breaking royal baby news that you needed. Constant coverage, up-to-date royal baby news. You'll hear it on the podcast. Dear Scott, the PR4L tries out some different accents thanks to you lot requesting them. Don't do that again. And Dan and Phil, real or no real?
Scott News.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm melting. This is Scott on Radio 1. I think it's going to be hottest day of the year today, pretty much everywhere.
Again?
It's the hottest day of the year again. 34 in some places today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Your fair skin can't be coping well.
Hang on, that's a tan. Look at that. That's
Oh, is that your Cabos tan from the weekend?
Went to Cabos this weekend, had a lovely time, came back with this tan.
I really wish you could see it now because I'd be disappointed with that.
Yeah, but you would because you.
It looks like you just haven't washed.
Oh, no, that's a great tan there.
Right, if you are DJ, are you DJing out there again?
No, Zanti next weekend.
Right, okay, I'm going to give you some stuff that will protect you from the sun, but will also. I mean, you'll have to oil yourself up.
Factor 50, though,
it's an oil. Is that what you wear? 50?
Yeah.
Right, that's 50 is sun block.
Yeah.
So you're not going to tan through
that?
Well,
no, you do, but no, they say that. You do kind of tan, don't you?
The sun block, hence block being the word, blocks the sun.
Got to protect yourself, mate. Right.
No, absolutely.
No, doesn't mean no harm.
I know what you're saying. I can't see anything. I walked over the O2 in London yesterday.
No way.
Really good. But on top of it, yes, there's a great view and it's a beautiful day and all that. But on top of it, make sure you go and eat before you do it and go to the loo. Because you can smell all the amazing stuff from the restaurants below. So you just get this incredible smell, like a waft now and again. You'll get Chinese food, then you'll get like chicken smells.
That's all the smells of London, is it?
It's just all the smells that are being created in the restaurants in the O2
right, I see.
Directly beneath you kind of waft up to the roof.
Lovely.
It's good though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'd like to apologise to the people of the South West, especially Cornwall, where it's foggy and not very warm. Sorry. And also, you'll hear on Dear Scott later, it's actual kind of winter in Australia, and they're not happy that we keep saying on the podcast about how sunny it is. Look, how often do we get this? In Australia, you get it all the time. Deal with it.
True. Exciting news, though.
What have you got?
Got something for you here. News just in, BBC News Channel.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest, the buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news in terms of the birth.
Oh! I got excited then.
I'm basically lookout here for anything that might be going on.
What we won't have is any news. Brilliant.
There's been a lot of that, hasn't there?
Yeah, I've been absolutely addicted today to BBC News Channel and also flicking over to Sky News because Kay Burley, she comes into her own on events like this, doesn't she? Well, it's almost like she thinks she's a royal.
Yeah.
She was giving out advice to Kate earlier. It's like this guy was on going, we think it's going to be a natural birth. And she went, well, my tip to Kay is just take any drugs that they give you.
Really?
It's a painful process. Now, I doubt she's watching Kay, but thanks for the advice anyway to the Duchess.
I'm fascinated by it because, you know, there's a break in the Ashes now. There's not much football on. The women's team are kicked out the Euros.
Oh, I thought a break in the Ashes was code for something else.
No.
Oh, you mean the cricket?
No, so
we've got a break in the Ashes.
This is a good event. This is a big one, really.
This is one big to watch. Yeah. Simon McCoy on BBC News Channel feeling like the professional that he is earlier with absolutely no news.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest, the buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news in terms of the birth.
It's going well.
Also, I bet on local radio stations today, they'll be trying to find a William and a Kate that they've just given birth in the local area.
Yeah.
That'll be on.
Of course.
Someone will name their kid Lindo Wing today. You know that. Oh, right. Let me keep me up to date if anything actually exciting happens.
I'm going to stay across this one, I think. I think I'm the right person to do so.
I think so. And also, I hope in years to come, like, let's say we may get a royal baby during this show today, which is very exciting. Maybe during this show. I'd quite like it if it's your footage that's used in years to come.
Yes.
Like, if they choose any BBC footage, it should be you announcing it.
I think this would be brilliant.
I am keen for a royal baby.
The royal baby, I won't say it, just in case someone clips that.
Because it's different, because the rest of BBC stuff you hear from down the years, like the coronation, the war, it's always somebody speaking a bit like this, isn't it? It'd be nice to have your kind of pinner accent on, I think.
I think you're right, and I think this idea that I think we are all keen, aren't we?
We're very keen
for this baby to be born.
Yeah.
But for now, that's all we can be. Okay. And then I'll work on something profound to say when it is.
Keep me updated. The Scott Mills Daily. Took my mum to Wig World at the weekend.
Saw your tweets. Not particularly strong tweeting from you at the moment, I've noticed.
In what way?
Well, what was the one I saw earlier? So you put, a couple of days ago, you put, "So glad it's bedtime."
I was tired.
That's a weird one, isn't it? And when I see people retweeting, that's 74 retweets.
Right? Well, that's the beauty of Twitter, isn't it?
And then your next tweet, "A good day, did the lottery, got some summer clothes and took my mum to Wig World."
Now, you thought that I meant that I bought a scratch card or something. I presented the lottery on the TV and took my mum to Wig World.
I worry you're losing your coolness.
I'll be honest. I've got nothing to tweet at the moment.
Well, I just need to improve, mate.
Well, listen, I have dry patches, yeah?
I think otherwise we're going to have to do a massive unfollowing session of you again.
Okay, well, let me just, if we're going to criticise each other's Twitter, let me just go in. Everything in life is not quality.
Yeah, but you don't need to tweet about everything in life.
Well, you do.
I don't tweet about everything.
Last night was quality. Today is going to be quality.
Oh, shut up.
Tomorrow,
I don't use that word
will probably
much.
Be quality. Just saying.
Right.
It's like crying wolf.
So that's clearly...
Nothing can be that good all the time.
So that's bugged you then?
A little bit.
You've picked that...
Well, we're just being honest with each other. You said mine are dull. I've just said that you get too excited about everything. Anyway, Wig World is incredible.
Mm.
Right? It's a shop which... It does sell wigs. I wasn't in there to get my mum a wig.
Is it a theme park?
It does sound like a theme park. And when I said to my mum in the morning... We're going to Wig World. She was like, "Oh, wow, are there rides?"
I was like, no. She was excited by that, was she? Oh, wow, son.
No, it's just a shop, but the most hair products I've ever seen in one place. Hey, it's a shame you don't still wear that wet look gel that you used to wear.
What? I could get that there, could I?
Three massive tubs of that bright green gunk stuff for £2.
Really?
It's a shame it's not 2006.
Okay.
And you know, like, since being on the show, we've used wax now in your hair.
Mm.
And you've got the moisturisers on sometimes.
No, sometimes.
Sometimes. And then I made you use a tanning wipe that time, do you remember?
Yeah, and you gave me a candle.
A candle, yeah, you tried a candle. What happened with you and your dad with the candle?
He came into my room and
I
lit the candle that you gave to me. It was all a bit weird because he was like, "Son, why are you lighting a candle?" Because it is kind of weird, I guess, isn't it? Because you only ever really light candles...
When you're about to have a lie down with someone.
It's just a bit odd when you're on your own lighting a candle, isn't it?
I don't think it is. I often do it. But do you think that your dad, when he came into the room, was thinking that you were probably maybe having a lie down with yourself?
Yeah, it looked like I was creating a special atmosphere.
For yourself. You can light them and that, like, no one will suspect that.
Really?
Anyway, I've told you that before. Mm. I've got a new thing for you, which I found in Wig World. Hair mayonnaise. It's incredible.
Okay.
I've got it in right now. Can you see how soft and shiny my hair is?
Now, what is that then?
It's mayonnaise for hair.
But you don't need... you're not eating hair.
No.
That's the point of mayonnaise.
You put it in your hair.
No, you don't.
And it's really kind of lush. And I'm going to bring it in for you tomorrow. I bought you one.
So is it... So what is it? Gel?
I don't know what it is, but it... No, I haven't tasted it. I don't know what it is. But I got, you know, when you get carried away in a shop, and I was like, there's every kind of hair thing in the world here, including your wet look gel from back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy some hair mayonnaise. Sandra bought some as well. That's my mum. And I'll bring it in for you tomorrow.
I'm not sure this has gone right.
We'll both try it together.
I think you've bought mayonnaise and have put mayonnaise in your hair.
I haven't. Even if I did, that would be fine. I'm bringing it in for you tomorrow. If anyone's tried it, let me know, please. Apparently, the hair mayonnaise makes your hair feel lush. Well, I'm certainly feeling that today. Thank you, Helen and Kent. Or maybe if you put too much in, it makes you feel like you haven't washed it for a month.
It does seem to be a thing, though. I mean, there seems to be a lot of people who use this hair mayo.
Yeah, Olivia's been on. OMG, I'm all over the hair mayonnaise. It's amazing. Frizz-free soft locks are on the way to you, Scott Mills. Don't eat it, you salad, says James. All right. I mean, if I just presented it to you and you didn't know it was hair mayonnaise, I might have got you to, like, put it on a salad or something tomorrow for lunch.
Well, it,
but now sounds, I've told you.
But it sounds like there's a game in this, isn't it? Hair mayonnaise or
normal mayonnaise. I think that needs
work. We'll work on that.
Yeah, okay. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing,
though. It sounds as fun as Wigworld.
Wigworld's great. Don't knock it.
It does sound like somewhere, you know where you see signs down the motorway?
The brown signs?
Yeah.
Just off the M3 somewhere.
Wigworld.
Okay, coming next, we have got a bit of Nadia Ali and also Will I Am before 2 o'clock. So this time tomorrow, the apprentice runner-up, Louisa, will be playing Innuendo Bingo. She's the one that nearly won but didn't. And she's going to be playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Quite hot.
Yep, but this should be like a big reward for her, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. You didn't win The Apprentice, you didn't get a job with Lord Sugar, but you are being spat on live on Radio 1.
I'm really crazy, I'm always up for a laugh, I'm really determined, I'm like a dog with a bone, and I'm just generally a cool person to be around.
She's like a dog with a bone, and she's determined and up for a laugh. Sounds like our kind of girl.
Good, good, good.
That 1:45 tomorrow, you'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website. Louisa, the almost winner from this year's Apprentice. Last Thursday, we had Laura Tobin off of Daybreak Weather on. That went well. And then we were on Daybreak on Friday.
Oh, this she was, is so good.
She was talking about her appearance on this show.
I love the sun, and I love sitting out in the garden and doing things together. It was too hot yesterday.
Too hot?
Too hot.
For
I had to go inside. It was
sensational.
But I love it. It's fantastic. And
well, Laura, as I say, will be along to give us the forecast a little bit later on. But she popped up on Radio 1 yesterday, playing a game you might have heard of called Innuendo Bingo. And she was very clever because she took along a rather special prop. Have a look, and then we'll explain what's going on.
Hello, what are these?
I think they might protect me.
So,
are these goggles?
Got can you see them? Ready? Right. Ready?
So this is Laura's bit on Innuendo Bingo last Thursday, and they played it on Daybreak on Friday. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
So cool.
Now, she looks ridiculous, but that does make sense, doesn't it, Laura? Because the whole point of that game is you fill your mouth with water and then they try to make you giggle, so you splurge everywhere. So you were thinking sensibly, even though you look ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. I had them just to be prepared, but, you know, they didn't help. I got absolutely soaking wet. So, yeah, basically, you sit face to face, they play funny...
Listen to the seamless link that she's about to do between Innuendo Bingo and presenting today's weather forecast. What a pro.
And radio that shouldn't be funny, and you've just got to try not to laugh. And you know what a giggle guts I am. It was a disaster. I was spraying water in his face. He was spraying water in my face. I must say that he was much more successful than me because I was wet from head to toe. But actually, because it was so hot yesterday, bizarrely, it was welcome news. I probably wouldn't recommend everybody doing it this weekend. But if you fancy being a little bit cooler, head to the seaside because it's always a little bit fresher. Let's take a look.
Oh, wow. That was so seamless.
Good work.
How did she go from spitting water on Innuendo Bingo to, like, there she was in Western Supermare reporting live, like, just seamless?
Mm.
Only professional weather presenters can do stuff like that.
I was wondering, because as soon as she started talking, I was like, this is blatantly about to go into the weather forecast. How is she going to manage this?
You could feel it just coming over the hill, couldn't you, a little bit? Thank you to Laura Tobin. Tomorrow, it's Louisa off The Apprentice on Bingo at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I just your excitement about the BBC News is quite bizarre.
BBC News channel just in.
Play this, yeah?
Yeah.
The first official announcement's going to come not from here, but from Buckingham Palace. So let's go over there. And Daniela Ralph is there. Is there any sign of this easel anywhere, Daniela?
No.
Oh! Got to happen at some point, right?
Surely.
Well, I really hope it happens during this show.
We're all keen.
I am keen.
And I'm ready. I'm ready here in the position I am here on this show as part of the world famous Radio 1 to make that announcement.
Now, I'm not being funny, but, like, I don't think that when they replay old footage, I don't think
that they play Radio 1 clips that often?
I don't know.
I think it's more like Radio 4 and I think BBC News when world events happen. I wish they did, but they don't seem to.
If we do the... I disagree.
It's more like... in the olden days, it's more like, this is the BBC from London.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, but they won't play that.
They will if I do it properly.
Have you planned it?
Yeah, not really. I'll do the first bit. I'll do it like off the King's Speech, you know what I mean? This is the BBC.
But no one's going to buy that.
They
do
will.
Do like a fanfare?
Yeah. Well, let's just hold on to that fanfare.
I didn't know that someone goes from the hospital with an envelope and then goes in a car to Buckingham Palace and then they write it on an easel outside. Did you know that?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard something about this, but I mean, it's...
For the world to see.
Yes, that's how it happens.
Please, can we hear that clip again?
The first official announcement is going to come not from here, but from Buckingham Palace. So let's go over there. And Daniela Ralph is there. Is there any sign of this easel anywhere, Daniela?
No.
Nothing to say. Nothing to say.
They're all still camped outside St Mary's, and they've been there all day. Nothing's happening. It's 2:10. The Scott Mills Daily. It's a welcome return to the posh Radio 4 lady. Jar's been on from Solihull going, yes, I've missed the PR4L. So glad she's back. It's my birthday as well. Jar in Solihull, happy birthday. Here is the posh Radio 4 lady with your emails on Dear Scott. Now, do you remember last week, listener Emma wanted the PR4L to do her best lads impression? This was it.
Lads. Lads. Lads.
Okay.
Okay. Just did a few versions for us. Now, it appears that you enjoyed this a lot and were keen to ask the PR4L to do more. Here's the first one.
Hello, Scott, Chris and the PR4L. PR4L, it would be amazing if you could read this in a Welsh accent.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to say that I listen to your podcasts every day on the way home from work on the bus. The problem with this is it makes me look absolutely crazy because I sit on a rather full bus giggling to myself. Sometimes there are even tears involved. If I was back home in Wales, people might understand I was listening to your show, but I'm living in Auckland, New Zealand. Thought you'd like to know I'm still listening from the other side of the world. Love you, bye. Beth, XXX.
I'm not sure this is a great idea because her accents are up there with yours. Do Welsh, go.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on, just a little. Can't be worse than that.
Start me off.
How's it going, all right? My name's Chris.
How's it going, all right? My name is Chris.
Chris. Where are you from, Italy now?
Yeah.
Just say... Oh, I gotta be honest, it's baking in Swansea.
Why? It's... Look, do we know... I'm not good at them.
Go on. Oh, I gotta be honest, it's baking in Swansea.
I've got to be honest, it's baking in Swansea.
I just wanted to say that I listen to your podcasts every day on the way home from work on the bus.
See, that should make you feel better, because the posh Radio 4 lady can't do it either. I apologise to everybody in Wales, and that's the whole of Wales.
Same, it's not my fault.
And from New Zealand to Australia, next on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott and Chris... It sounds to me like you're really enjoying your balmy hot summer days.
Yeah.
But as an Australian who listens to your podcast daily, I'd appreciate it if you'd stop talking about how great it is, as the weather here lately has been wetter than a game of innuendo bingo, and it's making me sad. Also, you must be disappointed to know Julia Gillard is no longer our Prime Minister, but I think this could be made positive. I think that seeing as she's retiring from politics soon, she will possibly take a holiday. So, you should invite her to play innuendo bingo if she stops by London. I would be very keen to listen to this. Cheers, Cobber. Love you, bye.
Oh, no.
Sean, off of Melbourne.
Again, the impressions are on. That was Australian PR4L.
Cheers, Cobber. Love you, bye.
Yeah. That's Julia Gillard, the former Australian Prime Minister, who I am obsessed with. Let's not forget, she did knit a little kangaroo for the royal baby.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
We like it.
It's a shame that she's not Australian Prime Minister anymore, but maybe she could take up that job that she'd always should have, and that's branch manager at Milton Keynes Debenhams.
Right, okay. So, if you are listening and would like to come play Innuendo Bingo, Maybe bring in some knitting or...
Please, Julia Gillard. Got a lot of free time on your hands now. She was born in Barry Island in Wales, so...
You genuinely know all of this, don't you, about
she
her?
She likes knitting and dogs. If you don't know who I'm talking about, look up Julia Gillard. You also will become obsessed and think, how did she get to be Prime Minister? She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I did a late night tweet to her a while ago?
Yes, this was my favourite.
Going, come on and play in Innuendo. But she was still Prime Minister then. No reply.
And then that annoyed you because you don't like it when celebrities ignore you.
No, she goes on Australian radio stations all the time. She's always on Kyle and Jackie O in Australia. So why not come on my show? Okay, can we stop with the PR4L accents now, please? I don't think she's good at them.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L and the rest of the team, I was browsing the internet the other day and came across this article about having a grumpy resting face. It instantly reminded me of you and how you have a grumpy resting face.
Sure do.
I thought it might be of some comfort that the phenomenon has been confirmed by experts. I wouldn't be too concerned that it's mostly to do with women. I hope I've been of help and support in this matter. Love you, bye. Jenny, off of Brighton, also with a grumpy resting face.
Yes, it's good to know that this is actually recognised as a thing now. Grumpy resting face. When you are resting and relaxed, my face just looks grumpy. Don't mean it to be. Mostly it's a girl thing. But it's a thing where you have a permanent frown on your face and look thoughtfully sad or angry for no reason. It's recognised as an actual condition now, which is good. And I do have it, don't I?
You do, yeah.
Sometimes you're like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Just got a grumpy resting face. Next.
Dear Scott and Chris and whoever sits in the room since the one that doesn't speak and Becky left. I'm a keen listener of your show, so much that I've heard the Dale Winton innuendo bingo so many times that it's drilled into my head. The other day I was in the supermarket and was buying some ham. I noticed that the ham was on a 2 for £4 offer with other sandwich meats, so I thought to mix it up I would buy beef. I couldn't find the beef, though, which resulted in me saying, I'm looking for beef, without realising that I was saying it. I would like to personally thank you for playing this clip on Innuendo Bingo as much as you do. It will remain with me forever. Love you, bye. Steve, Croydon.
I think a good excuse to hear the full clip again.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat? I love it, too.
Thinking all this, pretty sure it's beef.
OK.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef.
Dude. Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please do.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Yes! Do you know what? When I do the lottery, I have to watch that show. Not that I wouldn't anyway. Because I have to be in the studio while it's on, In It to Win It with Dale Winton. And every week now, I'm looking for a similar one where he goes, shall I accept something?
Yeah. I'm looking for... I know
it never happens.
If anyone is listening who works on the show or knows someone who does, because someone must write these questions.
Yeah, can you make sure it's a good one? So he goes, do you want me to accept beef?
Maybe a question about a sausage or something like that.
Yes. Shall I accept sausage? Please make sausage the answer.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Love, Dale. He's too busy to actually appear on Innuendo Bingo, we found out the other week.
Yep.
But as soon as he becomes less busy, he says that he might give it a go.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's quite hot, isn't it? Selena Gomez coming, and also Wiley. And in the next half hour, I'll get a bit of Jason Mraz on, summer music, and Tiny Temper with 2 Chainz. Anything from the BBC News Channel?
Yes, got some, this right now.
That will be the first indication we have that the birth has taken place, and indeed whether it's a boy or a girl, and perhaps even a name as well. But until then, we will know nothing.
Okay, so still nothing from the BBC News Channel or any of the other rolling news channels. They don't know anything, but they're still camped outside.
They're literally reporting no news.
Yep. Going over the same thing again and again. Oh, we've got some viewer reaction now, I believe, from Simon McCoy on the BBC News Channel.
A couple of texts coming in to the BBC. Come on, BBC, people do have babies. Stop saying the same thing over and over. Give us the rest of the news. What a load of sycophantic rubbish, says another. Good morning. And God help us if this ends up a long labour.
This is amazing.
He's reading out his own abuse.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. Maybe he's heard Loving the Trolls on this show before. He's like, oh, I'll just read out all the abuse that I'm getting as well.
Do you know what I love is there's clearly no information coming in that the only thing that they can go to for something to say is complaints.
Slagging themselves off. Actually, you remember Lawrence, the voice we used to use for Loving the Trolls? When we used to get trolls sending in stuff on email or on Twitter, we used to put them through this stupid voice. And you had to imagine that that troll spoke like that the whole time. Let's put Simon McCoy's text through Lawrence's voice, okay? He is loving the trolls.
A couple of texts coming in to the BBC.
Come on, BBC people, do have babies. Stop saying the same thing over and over.
And,
what a load of sycophantic rubbish.
Says another. Good morning. And,
God help us if this ends up the long labour.
Ah, it's good to have Lawrence back. Okay, now we can go back over to Simon McCoy at the BBC News Channel.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news, because that'll come from Buckingham Palace. But that won't stop us. We'll see you later. Rachel.
Thanks, Simon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I've got some more news. Is this...
from...
it's in.
From BBC News?
BBC News. Go.
Frankly, we've got nothing to tell you.
Tell you what, people are loving our raw coverage.
How can they say, I'm just looking at the TV screen, breaking news.
We know nothing.
It literally says breaking news, we know nothing.
I know.
That's not breaking news.
Well, it kind of is.
That's not breaking news.
Well, okay, it's been the same since 6 o'clock this morning, but still breaking news. Actually, loving Scott Mills' coverage of this pregnancy stuff, says Bampton Abbey on Twitter. Really hope that Scott Mills is recognised for his impeccable coverage of the royal baby. Perhaps knighthood, says Tom on Twitter. Well, if Her Majesty would be so kind, who am I to say no?
Is that breaking news?
Breaking
news.
Should we
put that up?
The Duchess of Cambridge is in labour, is the latest thing. Just scrolling across the screen.
None of this is breaking news.
This is my favourite bit. You know, they put an easel outside Buckingham Palace when all the details are announced about the baby, the name, the sex of the baby, the height.
The first official announcement is going to come not from here, but from Buckingham Palace. So let's go over there. And Daniela Ralph is there. Is there any sign of this easel anywhere, Daniela?
No.
Oh, this is...
crossed over to Buckingham Palace for that. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Leash, who's been on saying, I'm so excited for Real or No Real with Dan and Phil today, seeing as though I'm already bored of the summer holidays.
Wow.
Like first day. Bored.
Good start.
Also, loving the royal baby coverage. Thank you very much. I like to think we provide an awesome alternative.
An alternative.
To BBC News Channel. Dan and Phil, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, before we do Real or No Real, do you have any good videos that we could occupy ourselves with this week and watch?
Yes, we do have a video. Is it good? It's more me being traumatised.
Well, it was horrific for Phil, but it was hilarious for everyone else involved.
Yeah. Okay.
We've now started to do the album chart challenge on the official chart with Jamila Jamil, which you can watch from 6 o'clock on the website.
They're
on Sundays.
There for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And what we're trying to do is learn to be better presenters.
Yeah,
so
basically.
We're reading out the album chart with a distraction. And this week's distraction was Dan putting ice down my back.
Oh. See, ice is... it's not as good as you think it's going to be. No. We made the mistake of putting it down our pants last week. Oh, it burns.
It burns. Like, somehow it got down my shirt and down my pants. So
it's
I had to do
yeah.
our whole show with wet boxers.
We just didn't think it through, did we? And then we had to go to the loo really quick. And it was like, oh, get these off me! Get these off me!
Really hurt.
That really hurt.
Yeah. Cold burn.
So don't do that at home.
No.
But if you'd like to watch Phil doing it, go to the Radio 1 website. Down his back, not his pants, I'd like to say.
It was very bad because Rod Stewart was probably quite offended that he messed up the Rod Stewart album.
I didn't say it right. I wasn't thinking
he was mostly screaming. And just, number three, Rod Stewart.
It's
horrible. That's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. And Dan and Phil are on your radio and available to watch on the website every Sunday from 7 p.m.
Ding.
Right after the official chart.
Hey.
Okay. I'd like us to do a royal Real or No Real today. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
The royal couple have just been presented with a baby grow. That's just come in now from BBC
That's
News.
That's huge.
That is
That's
huge.
Big. Breaking Whoa. News. And so now it's Real or No Real, given the events that are about to happen, maybe in the next few hours. Chris and Dan and Phil, are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
According to a family history website, the new royal baby will be a distant cousin of Beyonce and Jay-Z's child, Blue Ivy Carter.
What?
Hang on.
Obviously.
How distant? Because going by that, everyone in the world must be linked one way or
another. Yeah, are we going to be like 6 degrees related? I mean, that could that be anything? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But it's real or no real, you know what I mean? Is it fact or not?
We're all technically related to each other at some level.
Yeah,
of course,
but
you're more slightly inbred than most people, as your grandparents were.
Cousins.
Cousins, yeah.
That happened. Really?
That's true.
Oh, that's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was in the family,
it was legal at the time. I don't know if it is now.
I think you can go out with your cousin.
Yeah.
I think you can marry them. I think you can.
They were first cousins.
It was a while ago.
Back in the day, it's all fine.
Back in the day.
Smiling away there.
You know when Beyonce was promoting her tour?
Yes.
She was all like, oh, I'm Miss Carter with the royal crown and stuff. Maybe she knew. Maybe they had the inside scoop, which is why she's all been like, you know, king and queen, blah, blah, blah.
So we're saying that obviously everyone's related, kind of. But we're now saying on this Real or No Real that the royal baby is a cousin of Blue Ivy Carter.
Breaking news.
Okay, look, I'm going to say no real on this one, I think.
I want to believe, but no real.
I want to say real. I want the baby to have some cool friends to play with.
That one is real.
What? Yes. Explain. Okay, elaborate.
Okay, so technically the royal baby is related to Beyonce. They've calculated that the royal child will be the 23rd cousin, twice removed, of Blue Ivy Carter.
What?
They've got some shared French heritage.
Wow.
Not only that, but the child could also be a distant relative of Celine Dion. Jake Gyllenhaal and Ben Affleck.
Wow, it's just good selection.
Yeah.
I wonder who I'm related to.
The experts have been on saying that's true. Imagine being related to Celine Dion. Happy days.
Wow.
That's a good fact for the pub, that
one. That's an amazing
fact. Okay, what about this one?
The royal birth will be attended by Kate's team of midwives, Prince William, the Home Secretary Theresa May, and the Queen's Poet Laureate Carol Ann Duffy, who will record the moment in verse.
That's the last thing you want at that moment, isn't it?
Someone
doing a poem.
Doing a poem.
Can you not? Just go outside.
I'm in labour. Yeah. Could you stop rhyming everything?
If you were giving birth, who would you want to be there?
This is a strange question.
Giving birth?
Yeah.
Not many people.
No.
Not as many as that. You've got your Home Secretary there. You've got the Poet Laureate.
I can't imagine the Home Secretary is going to be there.
I don't want Theresa May to be there. I've got to be honest.
No. It'd be off-putting.
Who do you want there, Chris? When you give birth?
I'm just thinking this. I'd probably want someone to sort of lighten the mood a little bit.
You'd get the lads in, wouldn't you? Chinese, Chango.
Yeah. I'm sure they... Well, no, actually, that'd be a bit weird.
Yeah.
But I would like some form of sort of entertainment there. Do you know what I mean? To sort of...
Like a clown?
If I had the monies, or if I was royalty, I'd probably get, you know, a decent band in or something.
J-Lo, private concert.
Avatar on the TV.
Yeah.
Whack on Avatar. It's long enough.
Something to take your mind off it.
Just something in the corner so that, you know, everyone can sort of... Mm. Although there's a lot going on, you need to kind of put your mind elsewhere, and maybe having... I don't know, just at the top of my head, Nina Nesbitt or someone like that playing a few songs in the corner would be...
Can she do songs?
She'd do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, the birth attended by lots of people later on today, or maybe tomorrow, attended by the Home Secretary and the Poet Laureate, to name but a few. Real or no real?
No real.
It's going to be a small thing. No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No real, but until 1948, it was the custom for the Home Secretary to attend royal birth.
What? Really?
No one knows why, but they had to be there.
Wow. It must be so awkward for them as well. Like, I've kind of got to be here.
Sorry, Mum, the Home Secretary's going to join you now. Oh, brilliant. Yep. And next.
According to press reports, the last two songs played at Kate and William's wedding reception were Tiny Temper's Pass Out and Kings of Leon's Sex on Fire.
Oh, yeah,
man. Oof.
The final song.
The last two songs. Tiny Temper, Pass Out. I hope they had the radio edit, because that is not suitable for royal ears.
I don't think it is.
No, it is not.
But the young'uns in the royal family here in England are up for quite a laugh, aren't they? So they have the sense of humour, so I think it could have been Sex on Fire.
But I'll let you into a secret, Dan. I did play Pass Out by Tiny Temper on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry, forgetting that I didn't have the radio edit with me. Oops, and then had to kind of dip it every time I knew there was a swear coming.
Did you know when the swears were coming?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I can see this happening. There's nothing better than being at a wedding when Sex on Fire's on. Because that's when all the dads and uncles and that come into their own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Royal dads and army generals.
Especially as it's drawing to an end.
What, yeah. You were saying like Charles singing Sex on Fire.
It's like, whoa! You can
my
imagine
sex
it.
Is on...
I just like that. Him in the middle of the dance floor after they turn the lights on. Charles by himself.
That's always where the majority of those kind of photos from weddings come from afterwards, is Sex on Fire. Because it's that song that it unites sort of everyone there. Do you know what I mean? Young and old. It's a real, like, the next day when you go, you went for it last night, didn't you, Uncle? Whatever. It's,
Uncle Charles?
Yeah, have Sex on Fire.
Camilla, you love to pass out. So were they the last songs played at the wedding reception?
I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is real.
Oh, hey, wow. Yeah. Let's not forget, their favourite song is I Like the Way You Move by Body Rockers.
Classic.
Yeah. William and Kate's favourite song there.
That's intense.
And what about this?
Once Kate and the new baby have checked out of hospital, Prince William will fly his new family back to the Middletons' hometown of Bucklebury in an RAF helicopter, which has been renamed Air Force One for the occasion.
Air Force One.
Da-dum.
As in air to the throne.
Can babies go in helicopters?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Phil going straight in with the science there.
I was just wondering.
What's the regulations?
Yeah.
Air Force One, it's going to be renamed just for the new royal baby when it arrives.
If you had just given birth, would you want to get in a helicopter? Or would you just want to lie, sit, car, maybe? Is helicopter car?
They've got to go at some point, haven't they?
I would just want to watch doctors and have a bit of a cup of tea and lie down, do you know what I mean?
10 hours, yeah.
Well, maybe not doctors, because I've just been through all that.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you'd want to watch.
Emmerdale.
That'd be nice.
So, will the baby fly on Air Force One, real or no real?
I'd love to think it's real, but I'm going to say no real.
The pun is too good to be true, so I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Well done, everyone. Oh, I've just found out the Home Secretary had to be at royal births to make sure it was actually a royal baby and not one that was smuggled in.
Oh!
That used to happen back in... I mean, we're talking back in the day.
Back
in the day.
Or not a secret alien.
Political.
At the end of that, real or no real, royal special.
Well, Phil's won again. I think you've won the last few times.
I have.
Phil scored 30 and me and Dan both scored 20.
I'm on a roll.
He's doing well. Some people on Twitter are just a little bit worried how they're going to cope and what they're going to do for news coverage when this show ends. Catherine says that. Don't worry, we'll keep you up to date on Greg James's show about anything that might happen with the royal baby. Can we go back to them now?
Yes, please.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news, because that'll come from Buckingham Palace. But that won't stop us. We'll see you later. Rachel.
Thanks, Simon. Tomorrow, we are back on BBC Radio 1 from 1 o'clock. So come join us if you can. 1:45 will be Innuendo Bingo with Louisa, the runner-up in this year's Apprentice. You can watch it too. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.